Okay, this is from the Sefer Oscha Avakish. Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger. Heard of Rav Kluger? Anyone hear of Rav Kluger? Rav Kluger Shlita is one of the very chashuv voices of clarity in Eretz Yisrael today.
Still
on? Yeah, sure.
Where is he?
I once had this chus. He's in Beit Shemesh. His base major is in Beit Shemesh. And you should visit him. Yeah, he's kedai to meet. His Torah is beyond this world, but it's also super in this world. And in terms of just having like a clear mahalach in certain things, he's very, very special. There's unbelievable amount of svarim that are coming out these days from him. This sefer was actually a series of shirim that he gave to women. And this particular piece I found in the middle of one of his ma'amarim on Shavuos. And it's really, really, really helpful, I found, in terms of understanding what Torah is, understanding the Antiv of Shavuos, and understanding how a person sometimes needs to reset a situation when you're feeling like my situation has become b'diavad, which happens sometimes. Okay, so let's see. Page 144. It's the middle of a longer piece, but the piece is called Kihem Chayenu. Okay, we'll start from Derachei Adarcheinom v'chol nesivosei Hashalom. Which means that the Torah experience is supposed to be pleasant. Well, if the Torah experience is supposed to be pleasant, so why do we struggle so much? Okay, we'll start with the word le'itim. The paragraph begins le'itim. Le'itim yesh lanu techusha she'Hashem Yisbarach nasan lanu chayim maleim b'matzavim shonim shal koshi v'yismodet. Sometimes we feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made my life full of all sorts of struggle and difficulty. That everything's an obstacle. Why does everything feel like an obstacle? Sometimes nothing feels like an obstacle. Sometimes I feel like I'm king of the world and I can conquer anything. But sometimes everything is difficult. Learning becomes difficult, davening becomes difficult, conquering my Yetzer Hara becomes difficult. Sometimes I just feel that everything is getting in the way. Uvenosaf lekach od hem misalenu Torah mitzvos kedei la'avodoso. And sometimes, let's take a struggle that's, let's say, not a Torah mitzvah struggle per se. Let's say a person's not feeling well. Right? So in addition to not feeling well, I also know that there's an expectation that I have to learn Torah and mitzvahs. So Torah and mitzvahs become a further source of struggle on that day. I'm having a hard time paying my bills. I'm not feeling well. I'm going through some type of regular human life struggle. And on top of that, I'm falling behind in my Kriyas Yitim HaTorah. And on top of that, I have to daven. And on top of that, I have to spend more money on kosher food. So on top of all my problems, now I have to deal with Torah. As if Torah is another problem. Right? Which, of course, he's going to say is exactly the problem that I'm thinking that way. Third line. Sometimes a person says, I have a halachic quandary. What does it mean I have a halachic problem? It means I want to do X, Y, or Z. And the halacha seems to be getting in the way. Right? I wish I could go to this place. But now, like, if I go to this place, then I have to do the following things to make sure I can do it in a halachically acceptable way. Why can't I just go to the beach like everyone else? Why do I have to go and find some beach where it's, you know, appropriate for me to go? It's as if halacha is getting in the way of me just being a normal human being. People go to the beach. I want to go to the beach also this summer. Why do I have to go to Eretz Yisrael and find the beach, which is only for men, which is sneeze? Why can't I just be like everyone else? Why can't I go to the beach? So a person expresses this, you know, it's a halachic problem. He says a person wants to be able to work around that baya, right? That thing that's getting in the way. And he asks himself the following question, where it's underlined. Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol kach ohev osanu v'rotzeh she'alanu tov. If Hashem loves me, as apparently He does, because I make a bracha on it every night during Maariv, I say a bracha that Hashem is ohev amo Yisrael. So I don't make a bracha if it's a suffix brachos, lahakel. See, it is a Gemara Shir. Safek brachos lahakel. So I make a bracha that Hashem loves me. And if I open up Sirius Svarim, they all tell me that Hashem created the world to do good for us. So if that's true, so sometimes I say, Rabbana Shalom, I don't understand. If you claim to love me so much, and you want to do only good, Madua hu machbir aleinu im kol kach harbe prate halacha, so why did you give me so many things that seem to get in the way? Torah mitzvahs are called tzad v'sha'al, that every step of the way I have to be thinking like I never have any downtime. I can't even put on my shoes without having to think, wait, there's a halachic way to put on your shoes. I can't do anything. I can't eat, I can't sleep. Hashem, I just want to take a nap. Hashem says, okay, but there are halachas, you know, there's a way you're supposed to sleep. The Rambam says the first half of the night sleep on your left side, the second half sleep on the right side. You can't sleep on your back. You have to remember to say Shema. Just leave me alone. I just want to take a nap. Why are you bothering? Why are you getting involved in everything? So look what he says. He says, Machshava misug zeh, hu kmo adam shemekavu matana mechona mishuchlelis. Imagine a person gets a fancy machine. Yeah? You got some really fancy machine with a lot of buttons. And you're looking at this fancy machine. Shemitzurefes aleh choveres horas. And it comes with an instruction manual. So imagine, the person says to himself, ugh, instruction manual? It's bad enough I have to figure out how to use this machine. Now I also have to read this book? So what would you say to such a person? That's absurd. The book is not meant to make the machine more difficult to use. The book is meant to what?
Help.
To make the machine that much easier to use. So you look at the world, you say, the world is so complicated. On top of that, I have to deal with Torah. On top of that, I have to figure out your Torah. So we say to such a person, you're foolish. Where it's underlined. It's not an additional burden. It's not I bought you this gift and I'm also giving you this annoying instruction manual, you know, written by someone in Japan who doesn't speak English so well. You ever get those instruction manuals? Or like you're trying to like, who wrote this? Why couldn't they hire an English speaker to... No? Right, this is supposed to help? Okay, but the Torah is the instruction manual for a very complicated world. So you can look at the Torah and you can say, oh, I have to read the Torah on top of figuring out how life works? No, no, no. The Torah is given to you to help you figure out how life works. It helps you to use the complex machine. It helps you to use your body in the right way. It helps you to use the world in the right way. So what is Torah then? Right? So how does Torah do that? How does Torah accomplish that? Bottom paragraph. Kach mitzias chayenu hi misuveches. Our life is very complicated. However, life is very complicated. And guess what? As it goes on, you think it gets easier, it gets more complicated. As hard as it is now, it's only going to get more complicated. I'm just telling you the reality. It gets more complicated when you have a wife and you have children and you have bills to pay and you have a job and you have, but I want to learn and I want to grow and I want to do this and I want to help out in my community and I have so many responsibilities. It just gets more and more complicated as time goes on. But the answer is that I need more Torah. I need more Torah clarity in my life. A person is made up of a body and a soul, and each one is pulling in a different direction. The body says, I want X, and the neshama says, I want Y. Haguf wrote, says, Hanos Atzmo, Vanashama, Chelek al Kamimal, Kol Mahusa hi Hishtokekas, Lashem Yisbach. Each one is pulling towards the thing that it desires. Eini Chefsa Beklum, Vakliskari, Lerubona Sha'olam, Lasas Vitzono. So on the one hand, you have a body that wants Itzana, and then you have the neshama that says, I don't want anything other than what? Then kirvas elokos, then being close to Hashem. HaTorah kadosha lo ba lahakshus aleinu o lahatziv lano bayos halachtios. The Torah is not coming to make everything into a halachic problem. Halach is not a problem. Halach is a solution. HaHefach hi hanachon, hu hanachon. The opposite is the case. HaTorah ba la'achid bin haguf haneshama. The Torah is the perfect instruction manual to help the neshama and the guf to get along in the most beautiful way. He more lanu ech lechayos chayim sheim tovim leguf ulenashama. I went last night. I went to a chabura in Borough Park that is Tuchina Rebbe. It's totally beyond this world. It's so crazy that there's a human being in the world like this person. The Torah that he says is so out of this world. If you ever look at any letter of any letter of Chumash, Torah Nevi'im or Ksuvim, if you look at any letter of Shas, any word of Shulchan Aruch, he uncovers layers upon layers upon layers upon layers. Last night he was saying a whole long mahalach on something based on the Luchos, he's connecting it to Lag BaOmer still. And I realized as he was saying it over that he had given a shir a couple of years ago at Ish Kodesh in Woodmere, which was based on this shir. So one of the other people was there, was one of his very close Tamidim, said to him, Rebbe, I'm realizing now, Rebbe, that this is the shir that you gave at Eish Kodesh, but you were mitzamsem so much there, you like concealed so much there. And now you're like really like giving the full shir. So he's like, nah, he says, now I'm also hiding things from you guys. He says, you think this is it? Is this still? And you could see he's like struggling like what to say, what not to say, because he sits there for 2 hours, no notes, no sfarim, nothing. And just goes from one topic to the next. Kol HaTorah Kula, Tuchina Rebbe, Rav Matal Zilber, son-in-law of Rav Moshe Wolfson, Shlita. Unbelievable. Just really unbelievable Torah. So he said last night, when he was talking, He was talking about the pasuk.
Where was he?
Vesamti pedus. Vesamti pedus. Pedus as a lashon of pidyon, a lashon of redemption. So he said, pedus is spelled in the pasuk pei dalit taf, which is 484 in gematria. So he said, guf plus neshama is 484. It's 484. And then he was explaining how in one place pedus is spelled with a vav, which is guf v'neshama, and he was explaining what that vav was. It's just unbelievable Torah. But just looking at these words here, he's saying the Torah was given to us to what? To bring together guf and neshama. Right? Meaning Torah brings pedus, brings redemption, menafshenu, right? That the nefesh and the body should be able to work together. They're such opposites. So what could possibly bring together this impossible shidduch? And the answer is Torah. If I have Torah, then my guf can be properly engaged, and my neshama can be properly engaged. If I don't, then my guf's going to be going crazy, and my neshama's going to be going crazy. And my neshama going crazy is also not a good thing. So my neshama just wants more and more and more, but that's also, without Torah to balance it out, a person could burn out very quickly in that way. So the Torah was given to bring together and to bring a redemption of sorts to the guf and to the neshama. He mora lano eich l'chayos chayim sheim tom l'guf u l'neshama. That's what Torah is. Torah is not only focused on the neshama. That's a mistake that people make. People think, oh, the Torah comes to tell my neshama what to do. And the guf is kind of just this problem that's in the way. No, Torah comes to teach me, why did Hashem give me a body? Why did Hashem put me on a physical world? Torah is going to teach me in the right way to balance guf and neshama. Ala Torah nemar, that's why about the Torah, it says in Mishlei, Eitz chayim ilamachazikim ba, derachet darcheinom v'chol nesivaseh shalom. Be able to make shalom, that Torah should be a pleasant experience. Because again, if I think the guf is just an obstacle to get in the way, right, then my life's not going to be pleasant because the body's going to keep getting in the way. It's so annoying. I have to sleep, I have to eat, I have to go to the bathroom, I have to do human things. Right? But a deep understanding of Torah, and you'll see Shavuos is the ultimate Yom Tov of Torah, and Shavuos is dafka the Yom Tov or what? I don't want to give away the punchline, but I'm giving it away right now. What's the punchline? What do we know about Shavuos as opposed to other Yom Tovim? That on Shavuos, ba'ino nami lachem, you need lachem. You need to eat on Shavuos. You need to engage the body, right? Meaning sometimes a person has a choice in Yom Tov. I can choose to be kulo la'Hashem. On Shavuos, hakol modim, everyone says you need lachem. Shavuos, dafka, on Shavuos, I have to engage my body. On Shavuos, I have to eat. I can't choose to just focus solely on the soul, no. Because a real understanding of what Torah is that the Torah is giving you, it's the instruction manual for the body and for the soul. To strike that beautiful balance between the two. Okay, turn the page. Okay, now that was just the introduction. Okay, this is the part I really want to show. HaTorah Ratzon Hashem B'chol Eitz. It's bolded in the middle. The Torah, what is Torah? Torah is what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me at any given moment. Okay, now watch this. This is beautiful. You'll relate to this so well. Because for sure you've been in this situation. Yesh matzavim shebehem nira lanu, shamatzias shalanu hanochachis, hi matzias shal bedochak. Sometimes a person finds himself in a situation and you feel like, ah, I got stuck in this situation, I got forced into this situation. It's not lechatchila. This is not ideal. Just you know, it happened this way. And the circumstances that I find myself in are X, Y, or Z. A Jew doesn't find himself in circumstances. A Jew is sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be in a particular situation. Sometimes I feel, of course I'm going to do what the Torah asks of me, but this is like the Bidyeved Torah situation. But really, I wish my situation was completely different. There is a Torah way to deal with it, right? But it's not a lechatchila. Ledugma, watch this. Look at the case. Here's the case, right? Yehudi shechayev lensoa ba'ambulance b'Shabbos im chol ha'mesuchan rachmana litzlan o im yoledes. A person's davening, I don't want my wife to give birth on Shabbos because I don't want to have to go in a car on Shabbos. And then what happens? Then the wife goes into labor on Shabbos. And next thing you know, you find yourself and you're in such an uncomfortable situation. I'm in your car on Shabbos. I'm driving a car on Shabbos. Now you know the halacha says it's okay. But there's something about you that says like this isn't Shabbos, driving a car on Shabbos. You know 100% the halacha says that a woman who's in labor is pikuach nefesh and you're allowed to drive. You know that. But you feel like it would have been so much better if she gave birth on Sunday. Right? Then there would have been I wouldn't have had this halachic problem to deal with. It's b'di'evet. Lemaros shabaru lo shezoi chovaso karaga. Even though he knows 100%, this is my obligation, this is my chiyuv at this moment. Alula liyos lo tchusha she'ein brer. I feel like, oh, no choice, I'm stuck. Hey, chayavim, I have to do this. Ach bevadei ha'har be'yoser tov ilu lo ha'yisi nikol lamatzav zekla. But it would have been so much better had I never gotten into this situation. So you know what you're doing in that case? It's mamish, it's heresy what you're doing. You're attacking a Kadosh Baruch Hu in that situation. You're saying, Hashem, you don't know what you're doing, basically. You basically rolled the dice, and this is how it landed, and I got a bad spin. Nira lo shakadosh baruch hu be'etzem lo merutzim ratzavu karaga. And there's a part of you that feels, Hashem's probably not happy with me. Hashem's probably not happy to see I'm driving the car. Even though you know, again, that the halacha is that what you're doing is perfectly acceptable. But you don't feel shalom with it. You don't feel complete. Where it's underlined. Ha'emes hi shakadosh baruch hu mechayo sonu b'chol rego metzapa mi'itanu b'chol rego lechvod shamayim ha'myuchad lo. Every second of every day, Kodesh Baruch was saying, this is the situation that you find yourself in, and it's an opportunity to bring Kvod Shemayim. Halacha hi gilay ritzono shel Hashem. And the halacha that's telling you to drive the car on Shabbos is exactly what Hashem wants. You should drive that car singing Shabbos miras. That much I can't do. I can't bring myself to sing while I'm driving on Shabbos. Why? That's Shmiras Shabbos for you. In this situation, that's called being Shomer Shabbos. That's called being Mekadesh Shabbos. That's what you're supposed to do. Hashem brings us to different situations in life. And what Torah is telling us, how do I properly engage this moment in time? And sometimes it's doing something which doesn't feel so lecharchila. But that's wrong. That's wrong for us to think that way. Kamuvan lifnei Shabbos mechov aseinu limnoa matzav shel pikuach nefesh hadochas haShabbos v'midos ha'efshar. Of course, we try to do what we can to avoid such a situation from happening on Shabbos. Aval berega shaHashem yizbarach hevi osanu lematzav zeh b'Shabbos kodesh. But when Hashem sends your wife into labor on Shabbos, then that becomes lechadchila. Zehu ratzono lechadchila. It's not an accident. That's what Hashem wants, and you do it b'shleimus. That's exactly what Hashem wants you at that moment. When we have an attitude that says, this is b'di'evet, that pushes us away from Hashem. You're the one who's choosing to make it a b'di'evet moment. This is my l'charchila right now. The l'charchila is I'm hungry. I'm hungry now and I need to eat. Okay, but it's b'di'evet. It would be better if I wasn't so hungry right now and I could sit and learn. But Hashem made me hungry right now. So I have to, okay, so now my mitzvah is to eat the way a Jew is supposed to eat. That eating is not less than Torah if I eat in that way. Yeah.
Well, like, if you're tired and you just don't want to learn, then how do you know if that's Hashem telling you not to learn or if it's a Yisur Hara?
Good, so you have to, right. So how do I know, right? How do I very honestly assess any situation to know, is this my fault? Was I irresponsible in getting into this situation? Right? Or is this really a situation that Hashem has chosen for me?
What's for eating? Like, let's say you don't want
to
eat.
That's a hard question. How do I know when I'm supposed to push through something? And how do I know when I'm supposed to give in? Because this is where Hashem is sending me to be. That's a hard question to answer. And to be able to assess that honestly takes a lot of honesty to ask yourself, you know, am I using this idea from Rav Kluger as an excuse? Or am I using this to be very shalim in the situations that come up in life? Right? Is this an excuse to just say, you know, Hashem needs me to play basketball now? Maybe he does, but maybe he does. If you think it's impossible for that situation to be, then that's not. Then you're missing something in the wholesomeness of a Jew. Because sometimes Hashem is going to force you into situations, and you have to know that halacha is not just a way to navigate until I get back to lechachila. Halacha is halichos olam lo. This is where I'm supposed to be. Let's look at another example. Yeah? Again, this is not an easy piece, but it's a really important piece. Here's another example, since none of you are married or have pregnant wives who are going to the hospital quite yet. So here's something that you could probably relate to a little bit more. Dugma Nosef, bottom paragraph. Im anu shochim ritzei or yalav yavu b'bircha samazim b'shabas v'yomtov. You forgot ritzei, you forgot yalav yavu. In Shmon Esrei, or in benching, is the example he gives. And now you have to bench again. Yeah? So how do you feel about that second benching? Imagine you daven a really good, a good slow Shmona Esrei, right? Yeah? You really poured your heart out, and now you say, oh my gosh, it's so great that I poured my heart out, but I forgot Yalav Yavo. So the second one, I just got to race through. I'm embarrassed, right? I'm embarrassed. I just got to get through it. I know the halacha is supposed to daven again. I know it's not a bracha levatala. The halacha right now tells me I'm supposed to daven again. But it's like, it's awkward. I want to get, just want to get it out of the way. Right? True or not true? On a note, right? The mumble through the birchas mazim behiras. Yeah? Menasim ligmor et zeh. It's got to be done with this, right? I know the halacha says I'm supposed to, so why can't I? Why, for Shachris, I was very into Shmona Esrei. Mincha is very into Shmona Esrei. Marv was very into Shmona Esrei. But now this makeup Shmona Esrei, because I forgot Yalav Yavo by Shachris, so now I'm doing my second Shachris, that Shmona Esrei I can't be into. Why? I'm always into Shmona Esrei. Why am I not into this one? Because I feel it's B'diavad. It's B'diavad. I shouldn't be in this situation. Now maybe you're right. Maybe on some level you shouldn't have been in this situation. But L'maisa, right now you're in this situation. So am I going to look at a situation that Hashem has given me? Again, you'll say, but it's my fault. It makes your question that much stronger, right? This is my fault. It is B'diavad. I should have got it right the first time. Bottom line is you're here now. How do I want to engage the situation? Right? It would be better if I wasn't in this situation. In some very big picture kind of way. But Lamaisa, I'm in this situation. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows I'm in this situation. And Hashem says, okay, here's what I'd like to do. I want you to daven Shmona Esrei. I don't want you to mumble through it. I want you to bench again. I don't want you to mumble through it. Ha'alacha omeres, where it's underlined, bebirur shevamikr zet tzarach levarech shenis. The halacha is clear. You need to bench again. Achim zos hatchusha shalanu hi ki'ilo Hashem Yisbarach lo rotsu mitzvah. But yeah, but Hashem doesn't want a second benching for the guy from the guy who forgot. I want to just get through it quickly because it's a doichik, it's a b'diavad situation. Achaleinu ledas shaharicha chachi galam Hashem Yisbarach yatuchusha ki ilu ano osam achshav mashu shu neged v'tzono shel Hashem. Sometimes I even feel, with every word I'm saying, this is wrong. And he says that creates the biggest wall between us and Hashem because it's not wrong. The halacha says this is what you're supposed to be doing now. Don't be embarrassed of it. Don't rush through it. Toz he lachshov kach, he says, the bottom line. It's a mistake to think like that. HaTorah mechaberas osanu la'Hashem Yisbarach, turn the page. B'chol matzah b'chaim. Torah tells me how to connect to Hashem in this situation. Em HaTorah mitzava aleinu levarech shenis. The halacha says you bench again. Zeh ritzono shel Hashem, u'mizeh yesh lanu nachas ruach ches. And that gives Hashem the greatest simcha in the world. Kivyachal. Gives Hashem nachas ruach. Anu tzvicha lomar b'peh. We need to actually remind ourselves and say to ourselves, Ribono shel olam. Ani oseh es mitzvascha v'yeshlecha nachas ruach mibirchas amazon shali. To say before you bench, Hashem, I'm about to do your will. I'm about to bench. I know you love benching. Right? Don't listen to the Yitzhar that says, well, you're benching again because you're a clown. You forgot to say Yalav Yavo the first time. Nope. I'm benching again because that's the halacha. Ulevarich b'melo ha-simcha v'akavana. And to bench with all the energy in the world. It's not b'diavad. Sometimes you get stuck in a situation. I had a situation the other week. My wife had to be somewhere. And she was supposed to get back. She went to a simcha. She was going to a bat mitzvah. And she was supposed to get back at a certain time. And she got held up by someone there. Okay. And I was supposed to catch the last marav in town, 10:45 marav. And she got held up. And she texted me, I'm not going to make it back in time for marav. I said, okay. So at first I was disappointed, you know. It was an important thing she got caught up with. She wasn't irresponsible with it. She got caught up with someone about a very important discussion she was having with someone. So now I had to daven marav b'yichidus. Yeah? And I'll tell you now, my marav wasn't so good. Because I fell into this trap that I'm annoyed. I wanted to daven with a minyan. Like I do every night. Daven with a minyan is a big deal. I can give you all sorts of sources to prove that it's a big deal. So now it's a big deal of a situation, so I'll just davening my house, so I'll just daven. I'll daven, you know. But that's a mistake. Hashem obviously sent that woman over to my wife as she's leaving the bat mitzvah to ask her something very important, because Hashem wanted to test me. Moshe said, "Do you know how to daven b'yichidus?" Because that's going to happen sometimes. There's going to be your lichat chila, which of course is davening with the minyan, but there's going to be situations where you get stuck, and there's nothing you can do. So do you see the Rabbono Shalom is putting you in that situation for a reason? Can Hashem not be found in that situation? Do I have to mumble through my marav? Because I'm davening, because there's a part of me that feels like, Hashem, you don't like this type of marav. You like davening in shul. And he does, when I can. But here I was sent into this situation, so and I failed. I'm telling you now. I failed on that mission. I did not say, Ribbono Shel Olam, thank you for putting me in the situation. Now I'm going to show you that, even be a chidus. With no one watching, with no one to set the pace other than me, I could have davened longer than usual. Could have taken my time.
What if it is Pshia?
What do you say?
What if it is Pshia?
What if it is Pshia? Okay, so then we have to, again, there's halachos. There are halachos. But the example that he gave us, again, where the halacha clearly is to daven again, so why am I looking at my whole situation as being bidyavan? Let's talk about tshuva. Skip the next big paragraph. Let's jump down to where it's underlined, where it says, b'chol matzav. B'chol matzav b'chayim yesh es derech Hashem b'zbarach rotzim yitanu. In every situation, there's a path that Hashem wants you to walk upon, and that's l'chadchila. Afilu Yehudi shemos yes atmo achrei shenechzol b'chayt chas v'shal. Tshuva. Tshuva is a mitzvah that we feel, it's bidyavan. Why is it bidyavan? Because I shouldn't be in this situation to begin with. I shouldn't have done the avera. But there's a reality called averos. There's a very tiny list of people in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Hey, who never did an avera in their life. There's a pasuk that says, "Ein tzaddik ba'aretz, ein tzaddik ba'aretz, sher yaseh tov v'lo yachla." Even the tzaddik messes up. So v'amei chulam tzaddikim. Yes, we have to hold ourselves to be tzaddikim, but tzaddikim mess up also. So why, when it comes to tshuva, do I feel like I just want to like do this and get it over with, right? I want to do tshuva, but it's an embarrassing mitzvah tshuva.
You got yourself into this situation.
Because I got myself into this situation. But he says, even in the situation that a person finds himself in, called tshuva, Gam alav medaberes haTorah, mitzava alav, the Torah speaks to you, Hashem says to you, v'shavta Hashem lokacha. That's not a bidyavad. Okay, it would have been better not to be in this situation, but l'mais, I'm in this situation. So now I have to do tshuva b'simcha. I have to do tshuva with a sense of shleimus. Yehudia over avera chalila. God forbid a person did an avera. Misnatek me Hashem yizbarach rachmana letzana. He's disconnected from Hashem through that avera. Acherega acherei came. But the moment after that, he has an opportunity to connect to Hashem called tshuva. Don't let tshuva be a further pulling back from Hashem because I'm uncomfortable. Hashem yizbarach mechaya oso metzapa lavodoso. Hashem gives you life and says, I want you to do tshuva now. And I'm proud of you for doing tshuva. Don't be embarrassed of tshuva. Yehudi tzarach ladas, where it's underlined, Hashem yizbarach rotze bo v'avodaso b'chol matzav, that Hashem wants you in that situation you find yourself in right now, and it's not a bidyavan. But now let's finish the piece. He says, kach b'chol achayim hagashmi v'shalom. So now we come back to guf and neshama. Yeah? The more we fall in love with Torah, the more we just want neshama. Right? The guf just seems to be more and more annoying. Yeah? It becomes just a burden. I want the guf out of the way. I just want to be able to sit and learn all day. I don't want my guf to get in the way. I don't want Olam Hazeh to get in the way. And yet Hashem seems to make Olam Hazeh get in the way. So he says, when it comes to gashmius, when it comes to physicality, when it comes to the physical life, l'f'amim nira lanu shahar be'yoser tov haya ilu yocholanu l'chayos chayim ruchnim bavad. Sometimes it seems it would be so much better if I could just be a malach. And then I say, hold on, but I know a person's better than a malach. So why? Why am I better? Because I have a body? Why does it make me better? We look at physical things as bidyavad. Physical responsibilities as bidyavad. That's only if you have a superficial understanding of Torah. I didn't understand any of this until I started learning Chassidus. I didn't have any understanding. I had the simple mindset that gashmius just gets in the way. Until you learn that, no, it can't be that, because then there's so much bidyavad that Hashem puts in my life. And it doesn't make sense that Hashem would put me in a system that's bidyavad. Hashem knows what he's doing, so why not put me in a system that's l'chadchila? It must be that this is l'chadchila. I just have to learn how to deal with it in the right way. Yesh beinenu, there are those amongst us, shechoshim shechol nosei ha'achila, the whole topic called achila, who ach bedochak. Eating is just a bidyavad. Get it done, get it out of the way. The best you can do is have kavana that I'm eating so that I can get back to learning. But eating itself is just annoying. It'd be much better if I never had to eat. There are people who go to work and they feel that every second of work is bidyavad. It's bidyavad. It'd be better if I could just be in the base medrash. And there's something true about that, but there's something also very false about that. Because Hashem said that after Adam sinned, b'zeyas apecha tochalechem, the person has to work. It's reality. You're going to starve to death. Why didn't Hashem make it? Why didn't Hashem make it that I could just have money without having to worry about it? Why did Hashem put me in such a world? So much bidyavad.
You're saying you shouldn't think that you can learn right now, even though you haven't.
You should realize that my job of providing for my family is l'ch l'chila right now. Right? It doesn't feel as good as sitting in the base medrash. The same way the second benching doesn't feel as good as that first benching.
So you shouldn't right? call at all?
Oh. He's not saying that. He's not saying that. His job is Torah. He's a professional Torah teacher. Right? Rav Kluger is not a lawyer, an accountant, or anything else. But he's saying, again, what you choose as your parnasa and how you choose to take care of this reality, right, is a good question that has to be addressed individually. But the bottom line is every one of us is a human being and every one of us has a guf. And every one of us is going to have these so-called bidyevet annoying things that get in the way. Whether it's eating, whether it's sleep, whether it's paying my bills, whether it's changing my kids' diapers when they're little children, whatever it is. I can look at all those things as bidyevet things that Hashem is just throwing at me to get in the way. Or I could say, what do you mean? This is my mission right now. Changing a diaper is a mitzvah, saseh, d'oraisa, of v'ahavta l'rayecha kamocha. This is the klal gadol b'Torah. This is everything. And I have to develop that attitude that there's no such thing as a bidyevet situation. If I have the right attitude, every situation becomes a lechatchila. And that's, let's get to the punchline about shuas. Yeah? So the bottom line. Ha'em is he, bottom line of the page. Ha'em is he, she'Hashem yizbarach bara v'itzev es ha'olam b'diyuk l'fi ritzono. There's nothing that's imperfect in the world. Everything is perfect in the world. We sometimes don't know how to see it in the right way. But it's mamish perfect. Hashem didn't mess up. Hu she'hevi osanu, last page, la'olam gashmi im guf gashmi, kizeh ritzono yizbarach. You know why Hashem gave us a body? Because that's His will. And it's not a bidyevet. Hashem didn't accidentally give us a body. He meant to give us only a neshama, and something went wrong and we got stuck with a body. He gave us a body because that's what He wanted. That's His lecharchila. That is Hashem's lecharchila. Yehudi she'ochel, when a Jew eats, when a Jew is oved, avor parnasaso, va'osek binyanam gashmi, when a person engages reality, which again, we could pretend for a while that we're not going to do it. We could pretend we're going to live like a Rishon Bar Yochai in our cave. Yeah, but eventually you're going to have to come out of your cave and you're going to have to face the facts that there's a world. Again, Rav Kluger's not saying that I want to just have more and more gashmias in my life. But he's saying there's a lichat chila reality called gashmias. And that's why by tzaddikim, eating's a very big inyan. Eating's not a bidyevet. The rabbi by the tish, he's not eating because he has to sustain himself. He's making an avot out of it. It's a chashav avot by him. He understands that chayr etzadas, that chayr etzadas is rooted in what? It was rooted in a pagam of achila. And everything that we're trying to fix in this world is somehow connected back to achila. Every single thing that we're trying to do in the world today is somehow fixing achila.
Everything should be seen as a good.
And everything is a lechar achila. That's his point. Hashem didn't mess up in making reality the way that He did. I'll tell you a beautiful remez. Everything that we're doing today is fixing achila. We're still fixing. I was listening to a shiur the other week from this Tuchina Rabbi. I had this chus to see with my physical eyes last night. And he was talking about this pasuk in Bereishis Perek Beis. Le'etzav Hashem Elokim al-Adam le'mor mikol etz hagan achol tochel. The first thing that Hashem ever said to a human being, Perek Beis pasuk tezayin, from all the trees of the garden you should eat. The next pasuk is, but don't eat the etz hadas. So for those who think, you could see, right, from the way that Hashem spoke to Adam and Chava Gan Eden, look, it was all about don't do this, right? Don't eat from the tree. That's not true. There was a mitzvah saseh that came before that. Achol tochel, enjoy. Eat. There's a lot of things for you to enjoy. Afterwards, by the way, meitzadas tovra lo socha. And they messed up. We didn't eat right. So everything that we're trying to fix in the world today is still somehow connected to achila. Which is why there's a lot of craziness with achila in the world today. People are very crazy with food today. Just like the way people display food today. There's a lot of really craziness with food. But it's all rooted in, because we're a couple seconds away from Mashiach and we're trying to fix where the whole thing went wrong from the beginning. That's why we're so busy with Achila. Achila is a big inyan. Achila is a very big inyan. And Achila alludes to a lot of different things. Achila is connected to Amunah, and Achila is connected to Kedusha. Achila is connected to a lot of things. I just want to tell you one little remez that I was listening to this shir from the Tuchina Rebbe, and Hashem helped me to think of this idea. What galus are we in? What's the name of the galus that we're in? Galus Adam. Right? The final galus, the Medrash said, is Galus Adam. In the beginning of time, he said, this is the final galus, it's called Galus Adam. Yeah? If you look in some Midrashim, and you look in the writings of Chaim Vital, it also says the final galus is Galus Yishmael. So again, first of all, It's pretty amazing that it's so precise that, you know, the Medrash predicted so long ago that the final Golos is going to be Edom, and how Yishmael is also going to start to try to take over the world. That's exactly what's happening in the world today. You have Edom, you have Yishmael. You have Edom, which is Christianity, and you have Yishmael, which is Islam. And then you have Klal Yisrael, somewhere sandwiched in the middle, right, being attacked on both sides. You have Millet and Islam on one hand, you have Western culture, the life of Hefkeris, of America, which is all, again, a Hemshech of Edom, which is Rome, destroyed by Hashani. It's exactly this. It couldn't be more perfect what the Medrash, you know, said so long ago, how the stage is going to be set for the end of the days. Not much happening before our eyes, which itself is unbelievable. So if you look in the Medrash, the Medrash says on the words Tohu Vavo Vachoshech Al Pnei Sahom, that those four words, those four expressions, Tohu, Bohu, Choshech, and Tahom, refer to the four Galios, the four exiles. Tohu is Bavel, destroyed by Esrishon. Bohu is the Purim story, Parasumadai. Choshech is the darkness of Yavon, the Lachas HaMenorah, of Hanukkah. And then the fourth one is Edom. The word Tahom is Edom. Tahom means the deep, you know, the depths of the ocean, the deep, dark, bottomless ocean. Right? Tahom means the depths. The Medrash says, just like Edom is going to be a very long galus, the longest galus with no end in sight, just like the Tahom, just like the depths are very deep, you can't see the bottom, you can't see where it ends. It's very dark at the bottom of the ocean, very still, very lifeless down there. So that's going to be the struggle at the end of days. So different tzaddikim have pointed out that word Tahom, which the Medrash said is hinting to Edom, also hints to Yishmael, because really the last galus is a combination of Edom and Yishmael. What's the gematria of Tahom? It's spelled in the Chumash. Tav, Hey, Vav, Mem. 451. So 451 is gematria Yishmael. Yishmael is 451. So the word Tahom, which Chazal already said in Bereishis Rabbah, is a reference to Edom. The word itself also hints to Yishmael. Yeah? So from the beginning of time, Hashem says, Achol Tochel, make sure you eat right. We didn't eat right. And now, until the last galus, Edom and Yishmael, we're still fixing it. We're still trying to fix this. So take a look. How is the word Achol spelled in the Torah? Aleph Chaf Lamed. What's the Gematria of Aleph Chaf Lamed? 51. No Vav. Achol, without the Vav. Spelled Chaser. Tochel is 451. What's 51 and 451? 51 is Edom, Gematria Edom. And Tochel is 451, Gematria Yishmael. So Hashem said, the first thing he ever said to Adam and Chava was that, Chevra, you gotta eat right, because if you don't eat right, Achol Tochel, you'll be fixing this till Galus Edom Yishmael. It's not going to end anytime soon. Got a lot of work to do. And that's what we're still working on today. Okay? So Achila, the first command Hashem gave was not go learn Bava Kama. The first thing Hashem commanded was learn how to eat. Gashmias? Yes, Gashmias. So now let's finish the piece. Yeah, let's finish the piece. So it says Rav Kluger, Hashem didn't mess up when he gave us a body. Hashem knew exactly what he was doing. When a Jew eats, when a Jew goes to work, when a Jew is engaging physical reality, that is not b'di'evad. That's the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that moment. In the middle of the third line. Zoha mitzvah shalau v'kachum mizdavik v'Hashem Yisbarach. Don't allow yourself to pull back from Hashem when you're engaged in a physical mitzvah. That's your mitzvah. Rak al yachshov shu misrachik b'kach v'Hashem. Don't feel that eating pushes me away from Hashem. And sleeping pushes me away from Hashem. Again, that doesn't mean you should be sleeping for 16 hours a night. Right? You should sleep whatever amount you need. But that a little bit that you need, don't pretend I'm the Vilna Gaon and I need like 30 minutes of sleep a day. Right? That's not your reality. Yeah, but I feel b'di'evad if I have to sleep. The Rambam says sleep 8 hours, but come on, who does that? No one sleeps 8 hours. Right? I know when I sleep 8 hours, actually I learn better. But how could I waste 8 hours? Why is that wasting? That's the matzav Hashem has put you in. So go to sleep saying, Rabbanu Shalom, Hinni Mucher Mizum L'Kayim Mitzvah Rabbanu Shalom to sleep. That's what you want from me. That's my avoda right now. Ki HaMachshava HaZu, that feeling that it's B'di'evad, Hi Achein Marchiko. So that does make you far. When I constantly tell myself that everything that I'm doing is B'di'evad, then I actually do get very far away from Hashem. So therefore, what do we say? Kol Yehudi Yachol Lios Davak B'Hashem Yisbarach B'chol Matzav B'chayim. A person needs to be close to Hashem in every situation. Lefi Ratzono Shel Hashem Mimenu Ba'osoyis, whatever Hashem has set you up for at that moment. Kishanu Oskim Binyani Olam Haza Va'anu Lo Margishim Es Kirvas Hashem. When I don't feel as close as I want to feel, I have to stop and remind myself and declare where it's underlined. Ribono Shel Olam Ani Oses Ratzoncha I'm doing what you want me to do. You gave me a physical body. I'm not going to pretend it doesn't exist. And in a certain sense, that's the biggest thing you could do. Because again, to show that Hashem is found above a comma is not such a big chiddush. Of course Hashem is found above a comma. Everyone knows Hashem is found above a comma. Everyone knows Hashem is found in Shmona Esrei. To show Hashem is found in that second Shmona Esrei, and I don't feel like davening that second Shmona Esrei, to show that Hashem is found in eating and sleeping, to show that I can show you how this is also holy, that's a chiddush. That's Kvod Shemayim. That's a chashuv thing. And that's what we need to remind ourselves time and again. So he says, in the second to last paragraph, HaGemara Psachim, Samaches HaMabez. Now we come to Shuas. There's a machlokas, Im Yom Tov Chayiv Besuda O Efshar Letzesi Yedei Chov HaSimchas Yom Tov Ayedei Lima Torah V'Tfila. Do I have to eat on Yom Tov? Or can I just be Mekai? I get more Simcha from what? From davening and learning. Do I have to eat? HaGemara Mitzayenes Shalagabi Chag HaShvuas Kula Modim Shachayiv Besuda. On Shavuos, of all Yom Tov, the Yom Tov of Torah, I have to eat. Yom Tov of Torah, I have to eat? Why would that be? If there's one Yom Tov, I could just choose the Neshama. And the Gemara says, you know why I have to eat? Because that was the day. The Gemara even makes it weirder. The Gemara says, you know why I have to eat on Shavuos? Because on Shavuos, the Torah was given. So that's the reason not to eat. That's the reason to just focus on my Neshama, no? The Chag HaShavuos, Yom Matan Torah, Tzrichim Dafko Lechol Suda, V'lesmoach Simchas Agor. On Shavuos, I have to say, no, I have a body, and Hashem knows I have a body. And I'm not going to pretend that I don't. But you know what? I'm going to use my body in a way that brings unbelievable Kvod Shemayim. Because I'm not going to walk around and say, oh, this is B'diavad, this is B'diavad. That's heresy. It's a lack of emunah. That means I know how to make the world better than Hashem made the world. That's heresy. It's kfira. To be able to say, Ki simchasenu b'yom zehi shegam aguf v'achilek hagashmi shel chayenu nefchu l'kedusha. That's what it's all about. So we end, he quotes a pasuk in Parshas Va'eschanan. He says four lines from the end. The pasuk says, V'yitzaveinu Hashem lasos es kol achukam e'ila letov lanu kol hayamim l'chayosenu kayom hazeh. A Jew has to realize that every moment, every day, every situation is a holy situation. Like I've told you in the past from the Chavetz Chaim, when Moshe Rabbeinu is standing at the sneh looks like a very, you know, b'di'evid, right? A non-fruit-bearing thorn bush. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take off your shoes. Here? Yes. You're standing on Admas Kodesh. This is Admas Kodesh. A burning thorn bush in the middle of the desert. There's nothing here. This is Admas Kodesh. This is a holy place. And Hashem says to Moshe, yes. I'm teaching you that this is also holy. That the thorns of your life, the difficulties of your life, that's also a holy place. The Gashmias that you have to encounter is not B'di'evet. HaTorah Kadosh Malav Osanu B'chol Tza'ad B'chayinu. That's what this pasuk of Eschanan is telling us. The Tov Lanu Kol Hayamim. Everything is Tov. It's not a B'di'evet. And a person has to be able to travel with Torah in all situations. Kach Nasim Kol Chayenu Mechubar L'chius Pnimis. This is inner life. Atam Advekim Hashem Lokeichem. And if you cling to Hashem, if you realize that every situation is an opportunity to be close to Hashem, and don't pull back because, this doesn't feel L'charchila. Try to be more mature about it. Try to understand that Hashem made the world a certain way for a reason. Even though, yes, of course it's more geshmak, this is in the base measures all day. And when you have the opportunity to do that, of course we do that. Talmud Torah can I get cool? I mean, the Kluger's not disagreeing with that. But he's saying there's going to be times when you have to engage physical reality. And on Shavuos we celebrate that. You know what? Even physical reality is not b'di'evet. It's a l'chadchiva. It's a dira b'tachtonim. It's the tachlis of the whole bria. Atam advekim Hashem l'keichem. Kul chem hayom. Be able to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every situation. All right? So this is one of the secrets of Shavuos. And Shavuos be'inan lachem. Shkoyach. Not pashut, but very important.